tour, renting more recordings, internet, it sends a warning, and I don't think it'll download in time. By the time I've watched the show, it's half, it's time to go, chugging one more swig to make the show sit right. It's alright, I watched the Saved by the Bell.
Welcome to Saved by the Bell Reviewed, a straight-edge podcast for squares. Every week we get together and sit down wholesomely and discuss a really dumb show from the 90s called Saved by the Bell. If you don't know about Saved by the Bell, then it's probably not really worth listening to this show.
You guys, I like to get high on life.
Yeah, I can see that about you. You're high on life a lot, Carol. This week, we're going to review Season 3, Episode 21, No Hope with Dope.
Wait, I didn't get to say my name.
We haven't done that yet.
We're about to do that, David.
What did you start with?
Just right. Be quiet and listen.
I am your host this week, Ryan Alexander Tanner, and to my right is...
Carolyn Main.
Across the... world. If you go around in the other direction, it's pretty much entirely across the world from me, is
David Bitsenhofer.
And just right next to him, across the world, is
Austin Gordon.
So this is the episode where a famous actor, an actor you've never heard of, playing a famous actor, comes to Bayside.
That you've never heard of.
Us not to smoke dope. And then there's kind of a really esoteric twist. Should we say it now or should we save it?
I guess we have to wait.
Yeah. Everyone knows. It turns out Johnny's
Code. Don't say it!
You always get mad at me when I spoil it.
Johnny Dakota smokes dope, listeners. You've seen this one.
Austin is so outraged he just picked up his mic and threw it at the ground.
It's so sad when you find out that one of your heroes smokes dope.
Right?
Yeah.
And the Golden Six are indignant.
Do you remember when you found out that Snoop Dogg smoked dope?
I still don't believe it.
Really?
I don't believe you when you say that.
I think he's Snoop Lion now.
Yeah, he's Snoop Lion about smoking dope.
I see what you did there, Ryan.
He's clean as a whistle. Alright, so this is the hilarious anti-pot smoking episode.
Yeah, I feel like this is one of those iconic episodes. Like, this is up there with Jesse's freak out and
references it too.
And we should also mention we get commentary by Dennis Haskins, Dustin Diamond, Lark Voorhees, and Peter Engel. But don't expect to hear anything if you watch it with commentary, because they're just talking over each other the entire time.
Like our show?
Right? Yeah,
pretty
much.
Worse than us, really.
But with less post editing.
This is the biggest group they've had in the commentary, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
And nobody really remembers it or cares very much. So this episode opens in the hallway.
Yeah.
And there's
it does.
And there's an awesome sign on the wall.
Yeah. It's funny that we both noticed this.
I know.
But there's always signs up in the hallway for Bayside. But here's a really appealing sign for the student-teacher picnic.
So, like, so you just go on a picnic with your teacher? Like,
yeah.
I want to know more about this.
It's just like, hey, fellow students, let's say just get together this weekend and we'll hang out with our teachers and we'll have a picnic.
Do you think there's going to be, like, wine and brie and baguettes and grapes? What kind of picnic?
I think that there would just be, like, really cheap. Those shittiest kinds of hot dogs that a school would pay for.
Really sad teacher and lunch.
Yeah, yeah. And like an apple.
Like a shitty apple.
A red apple that's not in very good shape. It's kind of like too moist.
Kind of bruised up and a little mealy when you bite
mealy,
into it.
Mealy, exactly.
Yeah, totally. And then like a really big thing of just like an orange liquid. It's like a pretty clear orange liquid. Yeah.
Purple stuff.
Just a jug of it. That's what would be there.
I just want to know who's going on this fucking student-teacher picnic.
Well, we never see it, and I don't know. That would be maybe next week. That'll be the premise.
I hope so.
Yeah, there's also another poster that I'm curious about, which was tennis match versus Central. Another school besides Valley?
Yeah, I feel like a tennis match should be against Valley.
Yeah, because they're the only two schools in California.
Maybe they're the only two schools that ever make it to the finals of anything.
Well, it's like some stagehand was just like painting signs, and you made it central, and it like really opened up the universe.
Do you think they're in the center of California?
Yeah. That's but they're cool. Like towards the coast. So Zach tells us in the hallway that it's mid-semester. Nothing amazing's happening until Johnny Dakota shows up at the school.
He just
walks right in the school, looking around.
Yeah.
And he somehow knows instinctively to approach the Golden Six.
So what do we think of Johnny Dakota's hair?
Okay, was it like that fluffy bowl cut? Oh, in the two-parter?
Yep.
It was pretty cool.
It looks kind of like a dog's ass, like a Shar-Pei. All right.
What did you think about the fact that Johnny Dakota was like 52 years old?
Well, how old do we think his character is?
I would give him college years at best.
Like 23 is the oldest?
No, is the youngest.
He's like the youngest.
Well, you know, like 19.
Would be really old because Kelly's like 17.
Yeah, we'll that's why it's that. Highly inappropriate what happens in this episode.
We'll get to that. But we should.
No one acts like it is.
This episode is like really horny.
Yes.
I'm really horny.
Oh, God.
And, what? And David Bitsenhoff.
Can I sit somewhere else, please?
No, jeez.
Just put your arm around him till he calms down.
That doesn't work!
Oh, right.
No, but on the commentary, they pointed out that the Johnny Dakota actor and Tiffany Amber Thiessen were dating in real life.
Ooh. Yeah, Johnny Dakota is like a dancer named Eddie Garcia. And he says, Peter Engel on the commentary says, they cast someone else to be Johnny Dakota. He came in and he looked like an axe murderer. So then they just got Kelly's real life boyfriend to come on the show. And he was a dancer and he was in Breakin' 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Electric Boogaloo. And
Deja Vu.
If you look at his IMDb page, he also plays Hot Tracks with two X's dancer in Boogie Nights.
Which one is that?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
The one with tracks.
I think it's just like probably says one thing.
Yeah, his whole IMDb page, other than this episode, is like dancer number or whatever.
He played Mark Wahlberg's penis.
Yeah. So he calls everyone Guy.
Johnny Dakota does?
Yeah, he's like, hey, Guy.
Can you give me a specific example?
He says to Zach, hey, Guy, how's it going? And then later, when Screech runs into him, he's like, it's okay, Guy.
It's because he doesn't remember anyone's name because he's high all the time.
Spoiler alert. No.
He's a dope, puffin' nobody.
But what would happen if Johnny Dakota met Guy Guy?
Oh, I'd be like... An explosion of guys.
Say guy a lot. Say guy a lot of times.
He'd be like, who's on first? He'd be like, hey, guy. No, it's guy, guy. What guy, guy, guy? Who guy?
I had an encounter with an explosion of guys just a little while ago.
What does that mean?
I'll tell you when you're older.
Well.
So, yeah, who do we think Johnny Dakota is based on?
I think he's just like a boilerplate, non-specific. I think, are we supposed to not know that he's not really a famous guy?
Well, I don't know. Like, when you watch this as a kid, were you like, oh, who's this actor they got to be on the show?
He's like a cross between Tom Cruise and Keanu Reeves.
Huh.
But, like, not any of the best parts of either of them.
He's way smarter and more articulate than those guys.
You think so?
Those guys.
Okay.
I posited on our Facebook page that he was a little bit Johnny Depp and a little bit River Phoenix.
That's hotter than mine.
It could be good. Yeah, I think he's just like, well, like when Zach greets him, he's like, I loved you in Skateboard High. You know, I think it's just like some 45-year-old man's version of what kids You know,
what's Skateboard High?
Skateboard High is a really good movie. I'm telling you,
they're like kids in high school and they have skateboards. I mean, it pretty much writes itself.
And they fight crime at night.
And then, you know, there's like someone's harshing on them.
Are they Skateboard High on life?
Probably. Yeah. They're who like, someone won't let them skate in the hallways, you know? And they're just, like, trying to do their thing. You know, like they're like, hey, man.
They just want to practice their ollies and whatnot. And, like, the cops are always harshing their buzz and kicking them out of the library parking lot on weekends.
Like, I wanted to dark, but then they dark side into a, crap.
Skateboarding through life. No. Skateboards appear to lead life.
You know
Skateboard
what?
High.
You know what, man?
What?
Skateboarding is not a crime.
Yeah, they had to fight the power.
They gotta just let people know it's their right to skateboard.
Pop the ollie, fight the power.
Yeah, so Johnny Decoe's looking for Belding. And Zach's like,
well, he comes in and he has the always clever setup line. How do you get to the principal's office? And then Zach's like, well, usually the easiest way is to moon the cafeteria or something. I probably got that wrong.
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
Waka waka. So, yeah, So, is this how Hollywood works? Like, when they want to make a commercial, they send out the actor and a director to, like, location scout?
Yeah, Johnny Decoe, he does it all.
I feel like picking out the spot that they're going to shoot the commercial is kind of below Johnny Dakota's pay grade.
Well, and I like, too, like, towards the end when they're trying to convince him, towards the end of this sequence when they're trying to convince him to film at a Bayside... And they're kind of like, well, you know, we got a lot more schools to get to today.
just randomly drive up to. And...
Maybe
now, how come he doesn't get in trouble for just walking into high schools, but when Bits tries it?
Because Bits, there's a picture of Bits in the office. Looking real serious. Mugging. They're warned. But Johnny Dakota, you know,
so
he looks all right.
So when they get to Belding's office, what's Mr. Belding doing?
Oh.
I bet it's something important, like principling.
I love it. He's playing a paddle game. And he's not even any good at it. He's pretty bad at the paddle. And it's just like such a cartoonish rendition. Like, what does a principal do all day? He's playing a paddle game.
Like, does Haskins never done it before? Because is he's got to be unskilled.
He's not a virgin.
A paddle game virgin.
On the commentary, when they first come into a show Belding, Dustin Diamond was like, oh, you're looking good, Den. And then Dennis Haskins was like, that's 80 pounds ago. I'm like, way to be a dick, Screech.
Like, you used to look a lot better.
Yeah, look how much better you used to look.
I barely recognize the fat guy next to me now.
And he like repeatedly like talked about how good Den is looking then there. So maybe there's something else going on with Dustin Diamond.
He's got a weird vibe, for sure. He does not seem like a cool guy.
You guys, Screech and Mr. Belding doing it would be, like, the grossest thing in the world, right?
That's why I never watched The New Class.
Because well, it's all about... Yeah, it's all about their romance.
Oh, my God.
I assume. I don't know. I've never watched it either.
But on the...
It's about them doing it. He played Screech for, like, 8 more years or something, didn't he?
Oh, my God. No wonder he's so bitter.
I know.
Right? Yeah. I really don't blame him.
Well, it was funny because on the commentary, it was obvious that Dustin Diamond really kind of wanted to make fun of the episode and be like the cool guy.
Yeah.
But he's with these like older people who are taking it kind of seriously. Like, this is an important message. So he's trying to play both ways and it just doesn't work at all for Dustin Diamond. Shockingly, Dustin Diamond can be a bit awkward at that.
Yeah.
Or say dumb
things.
Well,
then I think that Lisa, you know, Lark Voorhees is kind of like, oh, I remember this. You know, it's just kind of like, oh, here's like a little piece of my being a teenager. Like,
yeah.
It hasn't dominated her life the way it has other people's.
Maybe. I don't know. So anyway, Johnny Dakota is doing location scouting for an anti-drug commercial that he's going to star in and probably write and produce. And he's there with his director. So, you guys, what is the director's name?
I don't know, Ryan. What does your note say its name is?
I wrote it down and it says, it looks like it says... Dem Maglonsky. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Did anyone else write it down?
I wrote down Dick because he like calls Belding a dick, 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 like 10 times.
That's
right?
Later. That's in a minute.
I'm not entirely sure Dem is an actual person's name.
Well, Dem McGloskey, all he says is yo. He says it like twice, and that's it. I don't know why they introduce him
yo.
At all, because yo.
I feel like he had two different yo's depending on the situation.
Like a positive yo and a negative
but
yo.
But he had the hello yo that was like yo. And then there is the positive yo.
He's like yo.
Hey, what's the one for like McGloskey? Your father has cancer.
Yo.
Yo. That's more like yo.
Yo.
I kind of like Bits' take on that. It was a little more tight.
So Zach really wants them to make their anti-drug commercial at the school. And his initial reaction
Do we know why?
Because he wants to fuck some girls.
Yeah, he basically says, Johnny Dakota's a big star, and where there's big stars, there's hot ladies. Yeah.
So
that's his entire motivation this episode.
So he thinks what? That they're going to bring in hot ladies for the PSA?
I don't think Zach has anything specific in mind. He's just like, big star, hot ladies. I'm going to follow around this big star, and we're just going to see what happens.
Yeah.
And it's going to involve hot ladies, and he ends up at a party with a bunch of hot ladies. Yeah, so but it's not
really,
wrong.
What would really the odds goes be? Exactly how he thinks it will.
Yeah, it does. It works out just like he expected.
But I'm saying, like, if I knew a star was going to film a commercial at my school, what were the odds that if I just followed him around, he'd suddenly take a shining to me and invite me?
David, you're not Zach Morris.
Are you Zach fucking Morris?
Yeah, I don't. You know what, David? Don't compare yourself to Zach Morris. What's wrong with you?
You guys, what about how Zach Morris already lives around some of the most beautiful women ever committed to sitcom celluloid?
What are you gonna do?
Like, how many more hot babes does this universe need? All the waiters are babes. I know, everyone's a fucking babe.
He hangs out with Kelly every day. Where's he going to find anyone better than that?
He still needs to wash the taste out of his mouth.
Wash the taste off his dick.
He's just ambitious. He's an ambitious young man.
Do you know what else Zach loves besides hot babes?
What?
NBC.
Yeah, he really does. Getting on NBC is just the ultimate. Because it's really a great network. It's really quality program on NBC.
It's a high quality network.
I don't know if we had to continue that joke. We could have just moved on.
This show was filmed on NBC, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah, that's where all this NBC hand jobbing comes in.
Yeah.
Wow, NBC!
So later, Belding is like, yeah, Johnny, they're in the hallway. And then the Golden Six are like, hey, us and some silent extras are gonna rap about anti-drugs.
Oh, man.
This shit is pretty good.
Early 90s white people rap is so fucking awesome.
Here we go. We're big tattoos and we're not fools. We don't use drugs, it's just not cool.
So if you get the offer, make sure you refuse.
When it comes to drugs, just don't use.
So good.
According to Lark, her and Mario Lopez loved rapping.
All right.
And so this was them getting like a vehicle for them to finally go public or with their amazing rap. This rap was this rap supposed to impress Johnny Dakota?
It worked. No, wait, you know what? Because he's still like, I don't know. And then he wants to fuck Kelly.
Why didn't Mario Lopez and Lark do an album together? Like, we needed more of that rap, right?
Yeah,
all of that really.
Yeah, good. Like Slater and Lisa rap the blues.
I think they're scared of getting into the rap community. And
yeah. You know what that's called, you guys? That's called a missed opportunity.
So then Jesse introduces herself as the student body president and the editor of the school newspaper, and I don't think we have ever heard that before.
Oh.
Well, it's weird. Like, sometimes there's a school newspaper, or sometimes it's a radio station, and they kind of just use whichever, whenever they want.
She should have been like, hi, Jesse Spano, all around Gal Friday.
Well, like, because later, Lisa's like, I have a gossip column, and it's like, she also, it could be her radio show.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. But, so then, Jesse takes Johnny Dakota on a second, shorter tour of the school than just her.
Well, she basically takes him off screen so Kelly can come in and be like, where's Johnny Dakota? And it doesn't even matter because then he comes right back.
Well, they're going through all this rigmarole to get Johnny Dakota to accept Bayside. And the entire time I'm thinking, Just introduce him to Kelly.
Yeah.
And guess what ends up working?
Yeah, he's just like, I want to fuck Kelly, so yes, I will do my intro commercial here.
Sex with this.
I was also curious,
woman.
What was Kelly doing during the whole time that seemingly the rest of the school was composing and performing an original rap song?
Yeah, that's true. I guess she was at work. Man.
Maybe she was like scraping the dishes in the cafeteria and eating the cake on food.
Or the steak. That's not steak. It's tapioca pudding.
That was a line. Also, Kelly's wearing this like orange unitard. It's like a lycra body unitard, and then like a floral jacket, floral pastel denim. Just like think about all those things at once.
She was looking pretty good.
Yeah, she looks great. But it's a very absurd outfit. It bothers the eye.
But then she was looking so good that it didn't pass the eye of Dennis Haskins and Dustin Diamond on the commentary.
Oh, did they talk about where they're like, she's smoking hot?
Like, they almost went there and then, like, had to, like, I forget the exact. Like,
what a couple of creeps those guys are.
Yeah, sitting around talking about how hot teenage Kelly is. Bunch of fucking pervs.
But, I felt like they were showing a lot more cleavage than usual with Kelly, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys may not have been looking there. I mean, that might just be a me thing.
I was taking notes.
I was quietly respecting women.
Yeah, I was just being respectful.
Fight the power. I only remember Screech's face. Like, it's more haunting than ever. He's, like, growing up, and his skull is really improbable. Oh, and he spends this whole episode like he has Bell's palsy. He's always, like, twitching into, like, a stuck position.
Yeah,
and
he does seem especially spazzy in this episode.
Oh, boy.
It's really weird. It goes into, and he looks older.
Yeah,
too.
It's gross. I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I feel like they all look a little, like, Zach looked older to me, too.
Yeah, so when Johnny sees Kelly, and not surprisingly is infatuated with her, how surprised were you that it took a microsecond for Zach to start whoring her out?
I know, he's just like, hey, here's what we got for you with Bayside.
Like, that's almost his exact words. He's like, yeah, Bayside's got this hot babe, and she's all yours.
Oh, man.
Well, and I kind of want to be like, oh, he wouldn't just see Kelly and then pick it for the thing. But that's like a thing we would say would happen.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So we can't talk.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey, to the director, hey, Dem Maglonsky, I swear that's his name. He's like, what do you think? We're going to film this shit here. And he's like, yo.
I'm still confused with the cafeteria food and, like, their academic merits mean to, like, a commercial studio? Like, why do they care about that?
Well, the cafeteria, because presumably when they're filming the commercial, that's where they're going to get their grub.
Really cater that in. Yeah. You know, when Johnny Dakota gets the munchies, he's not going to settle for, like, second.
Imagine him, like, with that cafeteria styrofoam tray and, like, greasy ravioli.
Keep it coming, keep it coming!
Tapioca with pubes in it.
Tapioca.
Do you think that he knows Corey Beers?
One could only hope.
They probably run in the same circles.
I'm going to write that fanfic right now.
Please.
Johnny Cohen's Corey Beers. Like some posters. So, Bayside's setting up the one classroom, and they say on the commentary, they're like, oh, you know, it's just always this one room. It made it look like so many different rooms. It's like, no, you didn't.
Except Peter Engel is like, what? There's... He, like, didn't realize they used the same room over and over again.
He's like, who are you?
He didn't know that?
That's fantastic. He's like, what do you mean? It was the same room? What? My mind is blown.
I don't believe it.
That's fantastic.
So I like how, and then Johnny Dakota's like, oh, here's the storyboards for it. And they're, like, setting up the filming. And it's like, I bet you Johnny Dakota drew the storyboards, too.
Totally.
Once he picked the location and he finished the script, he was like, I'm drawing up these storyboards.
And he's like, hey, Kelly, check out these storyboards. Here's a picture of me putting my dick inside you.
That was pretty bold storyboard panel.
I know,
and you're like, whoa, easy, Johnny Dakota. She's a 16-year-old high school student.
Yeah.
Like, let's not forget that. It's like, he's a professional adult who walks into this school and spends the rest of the episode
Well,
he says, to be specific, he's like, this is you. but you have more curves.
That's pretty racy, right?
Like, that's the kind of stuff that gets David kicked out of high school.
I know.
This is a real R. Kelly sitch. Like,
yeah.
She's going to get peed on.
Yeah, you think so? That's right. I didn't even think about that. Maybe that's why they try to get her high, so she just kind of passes out.
What if that was the twist in the episode? And he's like, Kelly, I'm going to piss on you now. And everyone's standing around her.
That's not what happened?
And then she was like, no, I'm not going to let you do that. And they're like,
I got to go write another fan fiction now.
The twist is that he's a sexual deviant. Is that what you're saying?
That's what the episode's about.
Dude, he's always got to raise the bar. First, it's just getting high with babes. And then it's pissing on them. I don't know what tomorrow will be, but, you know, probably like furries.
So,
you know, animal suits and that for sex, you know.
Like furries?
Yeah.
So, Johnny Dakota is smacking on Kelly, like, super hard. And he's like, yeah, I can cast you on the commercial. But he really can't, which is interesting.
He wears a lot of hats.
He does the casting as well. And you would also would think that it would have been cast by now, because they're, like, setting up to film. It looks like they're going to film in, like, 20 minutes. But they haven't cast the commercial yet.
I feel like they're putting a lot of carts before the horse.
Yeah. So then we go to the hallway, and Zach is selling things that Johnny has touched.
He's got a doorknob.
Uh-huh. And Lisa basically punks Zach for some stuff.
Yeah. She does.
And then, and then Belding busts him, and then Johnny comes in.
First, like, Screech comes running up, and he's like, hey, I've got these sunglasses with real Johnny Dakota sweat on them. And I'm like, did Screech just steal Johnny Dakota's sunglasses?
He just grabbed them off his face.
Well, they stole doorknobs from the school.
Well, yeah, but I'm used to them disrespecting Bayside.
It's rough, man.
Maybe Screech just had the sunglasses and then, like, touched Johnny Dakota's butt with them real fast, like, when it was really sweaty because it was in the sun.
Yeah, so then Belding shows up to bust him.
Yeah, and then Johnny's like a cool dude, and he bails Zach out, and he's like, yeah, the profits are going to go to the Teen Drug Foundation. So I think what that means, we used to have the Teen Drug Foundation, like after school.
Yeah.
We go pool our money together.
And then you'd get pod.
We get some weed, and then we're like, oh, let's get some Rice Dream and some Hostess snacks.
It's a really good foundation, because teenagers today need to do drugs. More than ever.
Yeah, it's true. It's a harder world now, and teenagers really should do drugs to cope with it, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I also like how it's left unclear as to whether or not Zach's going to give that money away.
Yeah, that's unclear. But then, like, Mr. Belding, like, comes down, and he's only concerned that he's, quote, exploiting a celebrity.
Uh-huh.
What about the fact that he's stealing all this crap? Like, Mr. Belding gives zero shits about Zach, like, looting the school.
Johnny's giving him the stuff, maybe. Or he just, like, throws stuff all the
time. I don't
time,
think
you know?
The doorknobs are Johnny's to give.
I think when Johnny Dakota uses a doorknob, he, like, pulls it out. That's for that doorknob.
He carries a sack on his belt that he drops them into as he moves along.
Yeah.
Does he kill people with that sack later?
Oh, yeah, he uses it as a weapon. He, like, takes it off his belt and smacks people upside the head.
That would be a real problem to have to live like that.
Yeah. It'd be tough.
And he calls them props, and I'm like, does Zach Morris know what a prop is?
Or do the writers know what a prop is?
Well, they're just being really literal with it.
Yeah, they are props on the set of Saved by the Bell, which is on NBC.
It's a great network. It's just a great, great network.
And that's one to grow on.
So Johnny relates to Zach's, like, scummy nature, and he's like, yeah, I used to be a fucking scumball piece of shit when I was in high school, too. And then he gives Jack his... He gives Zach his jacket. And Zach's like, I'm not even going to sell this. I'm going to wear it all the time.
I know, like, what a douche move. Like, Johnny Dakota gave Zach his jacket to sell for charity. And Zach's like, I'm just taking this.
And he specifically says, see what you could get for this. And Zach's like, fuck that. I'm keeping it.
Well, because otherwise he would just spend the money on drugs. Do you think what happened... is that the weed Johnny Dakota is smoking later is the profits from the Johnny Dakota table?
Yeah, they said they were going to raise money for drugs, right?
Yeah, that's
what the Teen Drug Foundation was. Yeah, so Johnny Dakota spent that money on the dope he's smoking
just,
later.
he makes sure to buy the drugs from teens.
Oh, that's good. Put it back. Bring it back to the community.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Keep kids off the streets.
Do you remember when you were a teen, like, just getting really high and then going to the teacher picnic?
The student teacher picnic?
Yeah.
Yeah, that used to be the
show. I never got high in high school.
I never Me went either. On student teacher picnics. Or got high.
I want a couple of squares.
Oh, dude, I was the biggest fucking square in the world. Are you kidding me?
Huh.
Was.
Oh. Shots busted. Fired.
Busted.
So then we go to where all the action happens. The bathroom.
Yeah.
Peter Engel says, a lot of things went down in this bathroom.
It's true.
Okay, so he doesn't realize that the classroom is the same fucking set every time, but he's picked up on the fact that they set an awful lot of significant events in their bathroom.
Yeah, because he's paying attention when they're in the bathroom.
He's canny. He's not smart, but he's canny.
So Scud is in there.
This is a new guy, right?
He will be Ox.
Yes.
He's going to come back as a different guy.
Been here before?
No, this is his first time.
Yeah, it was his first time.
Like, it's one of those TV things where they're like, you know, old Scud. And it's like, who the fuck is this guy? And he's some, like, really punked out, bedazzled, hoodlum, leather. And he's like, what did he do? He throws a wadded up napkin right at Slater's chest?
Something like that, yeah. He's tough. Him and Blaze, they're a couple of tough kids.
Fuck.
Blaze. What a name for this episode, right?
Zach's like, it smells like pot.
Well, so Zach and Slater are walking into the bathroom together.
But as usual.
Debating how cool Johnny is.
I think he's cool. No, I think he's even cooler. Well, I think he's the coolest.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know where that's going.
what are they going to do in the bathroom talking about Johnny together?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because then they smell pot.
Carol, I want to hear more about what you think they do in the bathroom while talking about Johnny.
Carol, what do you think would happen?
Sword fighting.
Yeah.
But like slippery with the student powder soap.
Slippery sword fighting? That powder soap?
Yeah. Remember in school that soap?
They'd have to get it wet.
Yeah, you absolutely do, or it is going to all really burn the inside.
Soap is a bad lubricant.
Terrible. They're high schoolers. They don't have any better.
You're going to be in for a rude awakening.
Did you find it odd that Zach knew what pot smelled like?
Yes.
Yeah, where does he know where
knows? Where is it, Zach?
I'm pretty sure that it was Zach. Was like, okay. It smells like pot. I'm like, how the fuck do you know that, Zach Morris?
Well, yeah, I guess I don't know how he knows.
Do you think the computer leasing business has a lot of weed in it, too?
Like in the computers?
Yeah.
Smuggle computers. One time I was moving across the country. This is true. This guy paid me. I was driving from Chicago to New York. And I was trying to do a ride share to save money. And this guy paid me to take these two big TVs.
Aww.
And I took them to like his dad's house in like Brooklyn. And I was like, maybe he really just wanted to pay me but I was like, I'm not going to check, but maybe they're full of drugs. I don't know.
Maybe they're just stolen TVs.
Maybe.
Maybe they're stolen TVs full of drugs.
Yeah. But I don't know. He seemed really nice. He could have just been nice and wanted his dad to have a couple TVs.
So I got a couple questions.
Sure.
So first, like, Slater says, like, oh, is this a roach? Is roach a real term in the...
Yeah.
Is it a commonly used term, or is it the kind of thing that, like, an adult in a 1960s movie would say about...
No, like a roach clip. That's like a standard thing. You know? Yeah. No, roaches, I think that's fine.
Yeah, but you don't say it a lot.
People don't say it so much anymore, probably.
And so...
I would have preferred a jazz cigarette.
Right?
Yeah. I would have liked it if he was like, it's a dooba looba looba.
A fat spliff.
Hey, you guys, there's a fat spliff on the ground.
Guys, someone left their dank memes all over this bathroom.
But whose marijuana does it end up being? Is it Johnny Dakota's?
I think that's what we're supposed to.
They don't make it clear. And like Johnny Dakota just can't go through a day without like choking it up a bit. So he's like,
yeah, Johnny. Well, yeah, he wants to do it in the bathroom at high school.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that like won't get him in trouble. Like, I don't know.
Why doesn't he go sit in his car?
Or is it just a
coincidence? Or his trailer or whatever the fuck he
has. Or is it just a coincidence that this one episode where they're talking about marijuana?
Well, that's what's funny. Like, this is how squeaky clean this show is. I mean, pot's, what, a couple steps up from Jesse's caffeine pills in terms of, like, serious drug scale? Mm-hmm. But talking about pot and Bayside, I feel like this is the most extreme thing to ever happen at this school.
It is, yeah. I mean, they mentioned cocaine a couple times. But they're basically, I think the idea is like pot is bad, and if that means that every
when did they mention cocaine?
Like,
what about drunk driving, though? That was another.
That's later.
When did they mention cocaine ever?
When they're just like drugs, like pot or cocaine, just in this episode.
Yeah, never before. Like, I don't, this is a huge tonal shift, and this is a really horny episode,
And if you
too.
Look really closely, you can see, like, Zach's pinky nail is really long.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
like Carrie pumps. Fisher on Andor.
Did you listen to Star Wars Minute, Carol?
I've known about Carrie's Coke pinky since before Star Wars.
Well, no, I know, but they were just talking about that like two or three episodes ago.
Does she really have a Coke pinky?
Absolutely.
On
Andor? Really?
Oh, dude,
absolutely.
She was high off her ass in Empire and Jedi.
Really?
That's how she fit into the gold bikini. She was, like, lit up on coke.
There's no way you could do any, like, performance or acting or anything while high.
Yeah, that's why if you watch the scene between Han and Leia on board the Millennium Falcon when they kiss for the first time, Harrison Ford is mouthing her lines to her.
What?
Yeah, go back and watch it. You could totally tell.
Dude, I'm gonna look. But it's
Princess
true.
Leia knew how to party, son.
Yeah, she did.
Princess Leia got down.
She got down with me.
She did.
What would you have been, like, 18 and her, like, 31?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
That sounds pretty good.
Be a real Saved by the Bell situation.
Exactly. Works for Johnny Dakota and Kelly.
I know.
So the guys find a roach on the ground. And they're holding it.
How does Screech react to this roach?
I don't even want to talk about it.
It's so
Screech
fucking
is like,
dumb.
Screech is like, basically in this episode, his thing is he's like, I'm too G-rated to even comprehend what any of this means.
That's
he doesn't even
that's
understand that
it.
Drugs exist.
He's like Mickey Mouse watching a hardcore pornography.
Yep, pretty much.
Oh no! Like,
what if it was Mickey Mouse
Mickey watching 1970s porn.
Yep.
He just can't.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, so now Screech is like, I want my my fucking bug, Howard the cockroach, to marry that roach. And then he runs away.
Yeah, he's like, there's a roach on the ground. I know a roach that wants to fuck it. And he goes to go get it because he keeps it in his locker.
Well, first they have to be legal for the Lord before
maybe
they can,
like,
get it on.
So yeah, they're going to get wedding. Married.
Maybe that's just like Screech slang for his cockroach is a pothead, so I need to get him some extra weed by him.
Do you guys think weed would make Screech cooler?
Yes.
No.
Yes, would it make him less cool, Carol?
It could. Well, if he had, like, good pot around, that would give me, like, a reason to be around Screech, so.
I suppose.
So it's a toss-up.
You've done worse for pot?
Yeah, it would be worse for me.
So when Zach and Slater find the roach, they're like, let's just stand here and hold it up and be unsure of what to do with it.
And then who
like,
should bust it?
Johnny Dakota comes in and he's like, yeah, I'm pretty cool. Well, yeah, I think I'm pretty cool.
Zach's like, let's just stand here and hold this. I feel a commercial coming on.
Yeah, and then Johnny goes like, what's going on? He's like, bee-nee-nee.
Well, yeah, because he's like, hey, guys, what the fuck? Because he sees that they have a dude.
And the way he said, I love the way he says, like, what's going on, guys?
Yeah. And then, like, right when they come back, they're like, it's not ours. He's like, oh, all right, let's get rid of this.
Yeah,
it's
all
like,
ominous and shit.
When they come back, they're pretty much done explaining already. When we come back to the commercial break.
Yeah, pretty much.
And they're kind of past the explanation, and he's just like, all right, that's cool. It's not yours. They don't even really spend any time. And then he's like, I want you guys in the commercial. And then he fleshes the doobie. So do you think he just does like a magic trick where he pretends to?
Yeah, no, I was going to say, how fucking awesome would it be if he's like, let's get rid of this. And he walks back to the toilet, and while Zack and Slater's backs are turned, he just, like, leans over quick and takes, like, three or four quick puffs out.
Inhales the whole thing. He's like,
oh, so we don't actually get to see someone, like, do drugs. Spoiler. But,
yeah,
I
no,
mean, like,
that's, I'm pretty sure that's huge, like, FCC rules against that.
That would
awesome
be the internet's favorite gif.
Anytime Johnny Dakota showed up, he was eating a brownie.
That's a great way to do it. Or cookies.
Or some Doritos.
Oh, that's different.
So then, well, it's weird because, sorry to jump ahead, but, you know, the thing that is weird is that Johnny Dakota is really, seems pretty mad that someone, so are we, yeah, I guess we're assuming that he was the one that smoked it and then came back to pick it up off the floor to finish
it. Act.
And then, but why, because then later he doesn't give a fuck that they know that he smokes weed.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he hasn't quite vetted them yet.
Uh-huh.
Like, by the time he's like, you guys are cool enough to come to a party at my house, that's when he's like, if you're cool enough to come to my house, you're cool enough to know that I smoke pot. Hmm. Whereas here, he's still feeling these guys out. He's not sure if they're going to be buds or not.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. So then, yeah, and then he smokes the joint in the bathroom.
And then he tells Zack and Slater that he wants them to be in the commercial because the commercial needs guys like you.
Yeah.
And like what? Guys that find roaches on
no,
the floor?
He snuck a peek in the men's bathroom and decided they were a mannequin length.
He saw him sword fighting, and he's like, this is the heat that our commercial needs.
Because if there's one thing that an anti-drug commercial needs, it's sexual chemistry.
So do you think that after, because they're all going into the bathroom, do you think after they cleared this up, they all took shits at the same time? All three of them in a row.
Yeah, and they held hands underneath the stall.
Yeah, they did.
And Johnny Dakota tapped his foot. Why?
That's good. Good for them. So then we go to a classroom where they're having like circle time, discussing how drugs are bad.
When the first person they start in on this scene, like show is Blaze, and Peter Engels goes, "Who's that?"
He's like startled. He's like,
and I think he's like thinking it was some regular or something. Regular.
How many more times are we gonna be blazing?
I think it's the first and only appearance of Blaze, I think.
Yeah, Blaze is a one-time.
If you remember at the end of the episode, she smokes marijuana and then crashes her car.
And fireball of destruction.
Yeah.
Just well, like she's like,
how her brother got paired.
My brother used drugs to get high and drive to the beach. Well,
I'm confused at what John, what's the purpose of this little, like, therapy session Johnny Dakota's heading?
It's like teens being real rapid.
For what? To what end?
So that if anyone were happening to be listening, they might learn an important lesson about the effects of drug use. I mean, like, just some kids walking by in the hallway or something. You know? Those kids. No, I don't know what the fuck the point of it is.
I also like how this group is the Golden Six plus just one rando.
It's the Golden Six plus the one person they feel they can attribute drugs to.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
God forbid they do that to the Golden Six.
They're like, no one else can have a wheelchair relative.
Jesse actually spoke of her caffeine addiction, though, so that was continuity.
Yeah. My comment was, you didn't have a problem with drugs, Jesse.
Yeah, Jesse gets real serious, and she's like, there was this really heavy-handed episode that everyone makes fun of.
Like,
it drove me to do drugs.
I wanted Blaze to just look at her and be like, are you fucking kidding me?
I know. Get out. Get out of here.
Well, Screech is worse. He's like, I do nasal drugs for my sinus infection.
Why do we even mention what Screech says? He's just an idiot.
I feel obligated because we're doing the podcast, but I could try to really do
you guys, let's just shut Screech out. Let's just not talk about him anymore.
I just don't know. How many different ways can I say he's an idiot?
I'm
running out of creativity.
We should change this to Saved by the Bell minus Screech. We just won't say anything that he does. It'd probably be pretty easy.
They also mention Lynn Bias, and that story always creeped me out as a kid and made me scared of cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
Which
yeah,
one
John.
Is he? Who's
he was a basketball player, and he got drafted, and then, you know, he's going to make a bunch of money, but so he got coked up and died. The way I heard it in elementary school was that he was allergic to cocaine.
Ooh.
and this was the first time he tried it, but I don't know if that's just an urban legend or not. Mm-hmm. And they don't what want to admit that it wasn't his first time. See, that's what I don't
doesn't
know.
Doesn't sound that true.
Yeah. And John Belushi, of course. He's, yeah. Right. He's an actual person.
I like Speedball.
J-Bell.
Or Hank 1. What about Hank 1, you guys? Hank Williams.
Oh, yeah.
The Grand Ole Opry and their cocaine. Oh, boy.
They could have done, like, someone we hadn't seen. Like, Slater could have been, like, my mom died of drugs.
That's why I never see her.
Yeah. My mom hit one doobie and was allergic to weed, and she had such a weed hangover that she died of it.
She died of those
what
drugs.
If instead of Johnny Dakota, we just replaced him with Willie Nelson?
Awesome. Oh my god, if this was the Willie Nelson episode and it happened exactly like this, that would have been the shit. Because then when he smoked the weed, you'd be like, oh, okay, he's being true to himself.
Yeah, no, it's fucking Willie Nelson. What else
or yeah, what if it was Snoop Dogg, actually? That would be so great.
Was Snoop Dogg like...
No, this is a little before Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So
Blaze has a backstory about her brother getting hopped up on goofballs and getting into an accident.
Yeah, he used drugs to get high and drive to the beach.
Because that's what you do when you get high. You're just like,
why
would
you just
I'm
wait for the
going
beach?
To the beach?
That's what I used drugs for, to get high and to go to the beach.
That sounds like a great day.
Well, it would be if you didn't end up in a wheelchair, Carol. Think about it. Carol, let me think about it.
And then Scud comes in.
I'm going to get high and take the Greyhound to the beach.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, it'll
that's
be
sensible.
Terrible.
That's...
It'll be really haunting.
Yeah. It's always upsetting on the Greyhound bus. Something bad always happens. It smells like piss.
Did you get touched inappropriately there, Ryan?
Not enough.
Austin, why do you ask that question to everybody?
About the Greyhound.
No, it's like, have you ever been touched inappropriately?
No, he was quoting the slogan for Greyhound. It says it on the sign.
Brought to you by Greyhound and Best Buy.
But it's nice that she says, now I drive him, her brother, because he's in a wheelchair. It's nice that she's driving him to the beach.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now he gets to smoke medical marijuana.
Yeah. High five.
To do his favorite thing.
Well, she could just be like, I mean, are we assuming the drug is pot that she's talking about?
I guess not. Let's go big.
It's a drug.
To peyote or something?
But see, I think the problem, like, he got high and then got into this car accident, but if he can't drive anymore, then why not just continue to get high?
Yeah. I know, I just hang out and get high now.
Has he got to live for besides that?
So then Scud's like, hey, Blaze, let's go do something. And then the fellas are like, hey, wait a minute, let me put this together. We didn't realize till now that he was the last person we saw in the bathroom.
Yeah, this is when Zack and Slater suddenly become, like, fucking narco cops.
Super
for
sleuths.
A minute and a half. Like, they decide it's their fucking job to figure out who is smoking that roach.
Who's smoking on that roach? So,
I've never seen a group of high schoolers who hate drugs more than the Bayside Goldings.
They really can't stand drugs.
Like, teenagers love drugs. Have you met teenagers? They
love drugs. Did you do drugs as a teenager?
I didn't, but
you
I
didn't?
Was... No, well, not until I was, like, 18 and, like, the first high school party after.
Huh, really?
I drank a little in high school, but I was pretty fucking straight the whole time. TBH. Tightly wound. I smoked.
Huh.
Achiever. Not really. No, yeah, I was pretty cool. But yeah,
I smoked pot in high school. I did it pretty conservatively because I had...
Johnny Dakota of this group.
Yeah, I had a job and shit, and like a couple times...
You had
times,
a job and you were high in high school.
Well, I didn't get high that much. Like a couple times I would like got high and went to class and I was like, this sucks. And then I was always really paranoid about it, you know. But I smoked, you know, socially or whatever. I smoked weed in high school.
You guys, huh?
No.
Oh, no.
We were like squares. You guys.
What? Like,
did you have paint?
No.
Did you guys.
We
never
were high
smoke...
on life, Carol.
Did you guys not awesome. Smoke pot because of you saw this episode of Saved by the Bell?
It didn't help.
Yeah. I honestly don't even know. Like, I would have. I'm sure if I had sought it out, I could have, but. I mean, it isn't even like I was ever in a situation where someone's like, hey, you want to have a hit? And I'm like, no, drugs are for losers.
Yeah.
Like, it just never came up.
When I worked in a movie theater, someone offered me cocaine.
Really?
Coke's a bad one.
Joey's intense.
We were at Carmike?
Yeah.
Was it an employee or a customer?
I feel like he was an ex-employee that still hung out there.
And that's not shit.
There's another story about that, but but anyway, so he was like leaving. He was kind of a shady character, anyways. But he's like, "Hey, you ever had cocaine?" It's like, "No." He's like, "Want to go to the break room and have some?" And I'm like, "No." And yeah, like I think he actually wanted to sell.
That's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for you. You should go do coke in that break room.
And there's also three employees who got fired for basically hotboxing in the janitor's closet.
Nice.
And then they were like, got found out. And they're like, "You have no evidence." And then they like showed the security footage of them walking into the closet. Uh-huh. And then like, you know, 10 minutes later coming out and just a big plume of smoke.
Good job, guys.
They sound real cool.
So they confront Ox, I mean Scud, and soon to be Ox, in the bathroom. They like frisk him and shit because he's smoking. And then they're like, "Oh, he's just smoking a cigarette. It's fine." Like, no, that's probably worse.
This is a high school, too.
I'm pretty sure that's still not allowed.
Like, A, I don't think he's 18, so that'll be illegal. And then B, even if he was, you can't just smoke in the high school bathroom.
And also, smoking's, like, fucking terrible.
Yeah, it's not good for you.
Well, and it's way shittier to smoke a cigarette inside than to smoke pot inside, too.
It's really bad to smoke, like, for your health, like... Weed is much cooler.
Yeah, weed's cooler is the other thing.
Yeah. But then they like throw it in the toilet too, right?
Well, it's weird because it's like, where does their jurisdiction lie? They're like, okay, we're going to go bust someone for smoking pot, but they're smoking cigarettes, so that's different. So
their jurisdiction lies nowhere. They're just two students.
But at the same time, they're not just two students. If there's anything we've come to understand, they're not.
They didn't narc on Scud, but then they did force him to stop smoking, though, and... Scud didn't seem to care.
Yeah.
Well, and they're like, "We thought you were smoking pot," and he's like, "I'm not that stupid." And it's like, "You're smoking a fucking cigarette. You might as well."
Slater says, "Like, these will kill you." Or probably said two.
Yeah, Slater's like, "Yeah, these will kill you too, you know."
I don't know if pot kills you.
It doesn't. A lot.
There's only like 3,000 pot deaths in the U.S. every year.
Most of them are because they choke on brownies and chips.
Yeah.
You know, Ryan.
Some of them, they try to drink the lava lamp.
Yep. Common affliction.
When I hosted the caffeine pill episode, I had facts about caffeine all lined up.
Ryan, do you have any facts about marijuana?
No. It fucks up your short-term memory. Austin and David are squares.
Yeah.
Jazz musicians love smoke marijuana. Those are my facts. I'll give you some more later.
It might be cool.
So Scud is like, "I don't know anything about any pot." And they're like, and then they're just like, "Sorry, Scud." There's a misunderstanding. Scud's like really understanding about it.
Yeah.
It's weird. But and they're like, "Yeah, we believe Scud, you know, we just believe it."
Yeah, he's like, "For some reason I believe him." And I'm like, he didn't sound all that believable. He just...
Yeah, I think the joke is supposed to be like they believed him because he was a big tough guy who could beat them up.
But altogether, it was just like the most forced interaction between a group of teens ever. Like, not one moment of that rang true in this or any other universe.
Yeah. It's true. Like, if someone was smoking pot in the bathroom of your high school and you went in there and you were like, "Hey, man, what do you think you're doing?" They'd be like, "Get the fuck out of here." Like, you'd get fucked up for doing that. And rightly so.
Totally. Unless you're Zach and Slater, in which case you do whatever the fuck you want.
Yep. So, we go to the Max, and Kelly and Johnny are spending some time together.
Yeah, it's some more sexual harassment from Johnny Dakota, movie star.
Mm-hmm. And then, Jesse and Lisa come up. They want to get involved. They want a piece of this Johnny Dakota...
Oh man, Lisa can't even deal with it. She cannot even.
She's vibrating. She's tense with
She's like, she's splooshing all over the max.
Lisa just has an orgasm in the middle of the max. That's what I wrote down.
Yeah, she just, pretty much she can't even talk anymore. So she's rendered speechless by the sexual power of Johnny Dakota.
I know what that's like.
True. So, yeah, so Lisa makes Jesse ask Johnny Dakota her questions for her. Because she just can't do it.
And because they needed to give Jesse something to do again in the episode.
And Johnny Dakota's just talks about he wants to fuck Kelly.
He's like, we're going to get married. Oh, no, didn't he say, you're my second choice of marriage, Lisa, because I'd rather marry and or fuck Kelly or piss on her tonight.
Mm-hmm. Once again, I just want to reiterate. High school student, grown ass man.
Yeah. He's gonna marry her, though. It'll be okay.
I'd go to jail for Callie.
What was that rocker who, like, kidnapped an underage girl in his basement?
Howard Kelly.
No.
Rick James.
No, 70s, like, white rocker man.
I don't know.
Well, that would help if I remembered which one.
Pete, sorry.
According to commentary, apparently the milkshakes they drink at the Max were real. That made me jealous.
Thanks, David.
Milkshakes were real.
Who wouldn't want to just be served free milkshakes at work?
They have to, like, shoot that so fast because they would melt. That seems really improbable.
They never did more than one take.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So, and then also another person has a message couriered to Johnny Dakota through a different Golden Six member. Because Zach comes in and he's like, and he's real like manipulative. He's like,
this for Mr. Belding.
But he's like, I need you to do me a favor, Johnny. Johnny's like, I'm like a celebrity. Like, I'm, don't just keep bugging me and asking me for shit. But he's like, I need you to sign this picture for Mrs. Belding. And he wants it to say, Dear Mrs. B, you're lucky to be married to such a buff looking hunk.
So that you write down, but you can't remember the director's name.
Dude, the director's name is Dem Maglonsky.
Austin, when are you going to get on board the Dem train, son?
I have not heard. No one has any information about it being something different. So,
wait, did Belding, write a jack-off letter and make this celebrity sign it via Matt Zach Morris? Uh-huh. Right?
Yes, that's what
Those Beldings are fucking kinky and weird. And wouldn't it be weird if Mrs. the Belding dated the president of NBC?
We're going to talk more about that.
That would be super weird.
It would be crazy.
That doesn't sound real.
It seems implausible. So, Johnny Dakota invites the Golden Six to his party.
Yeah, what kind of celebrity invites a bunch of high schoolers to his party?
Yeah, a cool one.
A really swell guy.
But then again, Kelly's one of the high schoolers.
Yeah, he wants to bang Kelly, man. Let's get real.
Are you keeping it real?
I'm keeping it real.
So, is Johnny's apartment, I guess it is.
Oh, man.
Is that a new set, or is that just a redressed living room set?
It looks a lot nicer than Chief Henry's.
Well, he's a movie star. Of course it does.
It's a great set. It's got, like, big 80s blinds, and...
It's bigger. It could be the club they went to, the 18 and over club. That's my guess. So Slater is snubbed by hot girls over and over again at this party, which is kind of a weird running joke.
Yeah, I wrote that down too. I'm like, is that a recurring bit now that Slater just keeps getting shot down?
Keeps striking out. It's very unclear. But then, yes.
Johnny's a good wingman, though, because he's trying to get Zach a threesome.
Yeah, he really puts the work in on
it. He's like, ladies, this is my new co-star. And I'm like, you're shooting a fucking commercial. Settle down.
Hey, I'd take that if I was Zach.
Well, yeah.
So and then Lisa and Jesse are dancing with people. Do you know the names, Ryan?
Yes. The two Fox. Oh, wait, that's way
Sturm
later.
McCloskey. And...
No, that's way later, though. We'll get to that. All right. So
it's way later, like 45 seconds from now.
No, you guys, something really important is going to happen. It is this.
You guys, wait. Zach can't wait to start shooting.
Oh.
That's what he said about his new co-star position when he's walking away with the twins.
Shooting ropes.
Spider-Man.
So, you guys, let's talk about Screech.
Oh, I thought we were not going
to.
Oh, you're right. Okay, fuck
Should
it.
We?
You know what? No, just forget it. No.
No.
He's done.
We have to mention he's...
No, forget
dressed...
it.
No, I just like that.
Oh, he is. We have to.
All right.
He's wearing, outfit. Like, Freebird
colors. Yeah.
He had a huge cowboy hat and, like, a fake coat, like a Ninja Turtle wears when he's trying not to be a Ninja Turtle.
But what is he even trying to do?
I don't
know!
But then he says he's a Johnny Dakota stuntman.
No, but that's later. But when he walks out, what is happening to him?
He's having a stroke. He's having Bell's palsy. And, like, two or three other things are wrong with him.
He's fucked up, man.
Yeah, this is, he's doing some more, like, spasmy things with his arms.
Yeah.
And then, like, he's crunching his face into his shoulder and, like, twitching.
Because there's sort of an explanation, eventually, of why he's wearing that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make sense of why he's behaving that way.
Do you think someone gave Screech drugs, or do you think this is just Screech?
No, yeah, I think he's on, like, mescaline or something.
Who's gonna be, like, at a cool party with hot babes and be like, I'm gonna take this one down?
Or maybe he's off his meds.
Oh.
Because he heard this don't do drugs message. And
he's like, yeah, better not do these drugs, yikes!
He's shaggy now?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, so Zach and Kelly and Johnny are chilling out. And Johnny Dakota, he, like, loves them, man. He's really
he really does. Like, the two hot babes that he tries to hit Zach up with.
Yeah, Marta
like,
and
Johnny.
India.
I was distracted by Kelly.
Nice.
She was looking good in the scene, too.
Yeah.
She's wearing a nice dress.
What do you think of Zach's baby blue suit?
with like, the collar of his shirt's a different color than the rest of his shirt.
And the suit is, like, really pointy shoulders, like, triangle, like, claws,
I was jealous.
It's hot. It's a good look.
Yeah, it was a pretty great early 90s suit.
Oh, I know. They just have all these stylish suits.
You don't?
Not in high school. I mean,
it's a
now.
Really, it's a really weird fit.
You think it was his dad's?
Yeah. Or like his grandfather's. Suit.
So now do we talk about Lisa and Jesse?
No.
Okay.
Because Zach's, like, gonna go fuck these two girls. And then Slater's like, hey, let me get one of these girls. And Zach's like, no.
Yeah, I know.
He's like, this is AC Slater. My driver.
Yeah, he totally disses him. And but he definitely goes and has sex with both those girls. Real quick. And then Jesse and Lisa come in from offstage. Where there's a really fun dance party happening.
Apparently, like in Johnny's bedroom, or I'm curious where that is.
It's just in a really big dance hall that Johnny has in his house.
Okay. And so who are they dancing with?
You're asking me? Because I wrote it down.
Yeah.
It's Boo Boo Manunu. No, it's... it's...
That's a great, like, John Waters name.
Dude, Dan Maglansky is right. I wrote it down. I'm waiting for a different answer. They're dancing with Storm Sutherland and Luke Diamond.
So is Luke Diamond like the Dustin Diamond stand-in?
No, it's Lou Diamond Phillips.
Oh.
And
I assume Storm Sutherland is some kind of local weatherman?
Yeah, of course.
He's Kiefer Sutherland.
Action weather with Storm Sutherland.
It's going to be all stormy all week.
It was a cast of Young Guns.
What?
Those guys.
Kiefer Sutherland and Luke Diamond Phillips were
okay, I thought you said like that weather show was going to end the cast.
That'd be a great episode.
Action weather. The cast of Young Guns stops by.
And a terrible episode of the Young Guns.
I'd watch it. So, yeah, Screech explains why he's wearing, because I guess he spilled food all over himself.
Oh, yeah, he spilled some avocado dip.
Oh, no, he said he ruined the avocado. He had an accident with the avocado dip, so I was for sure that Screech got an angle on it and soiled the avocado dip and himself in a teen way of self-pleasure.
What? Wait, what?
He fucked the avocado dip. And then had an accident.
But how'd it get in his ear, then?
You know, it's just like jazz. It can go anywhere.
Stole that joke. So, so those were just Johnny Nicoletta's extra clothes. So it's just a big hat. He has to wear a disguise because he borrowed clothes. So, a horny blonde passes over Slater, and she totally wants to fuck Screech.
Yeah, she thinks that he's a stunt double.
Well, no, he lies about being the stunt double. He's already in there. But then Screech is like, now I have to tell her lies. So he talks about how he's Johnny's stunt double, and he does an idiotic presentation on the couch, and finally he hurts himself.
Aw, man, Screech.
And it's important to the plot, actually, and the staging is contingent on this happening.
But first, Slater tried to, like, steal the girl away from Screech, or woman, I should say. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, why would Slater do that to Screech? Like, he never gets any.
Slater is desperate at this point.
Slater can get almost any woman.
Dude, Slater's confidence has just been shattered. No one will fuck him at this party.
I'm surprised Screech wasn't more injured earlier when he ran into Johnny Dakota. Like, wouldn't he break his tibia or something? Remember how much water hurts people?
Yeah.
Like, they all have really weak bones for high schoolers.
Well, everyone runs to his aid. Everyone except for Kelly is like, well, it's 8:30, it's our bedtimes. Let's go home, drink some milk,
and tuck ourselves into bed.
Yeah.
And then Johnny Dakota's like, Kelly, you can't leave. I still need to statutory rape you.
Yeah. It's time. That hasn't happened yet.
This all makes sense, because Kelly would just be looking for a settlement then, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or hush money.
Hush money, totally. That's Kelly's plan in a hush money game.
Yeah.
I hope they film it for the hush money.
You just want to see them go at it?
I mean, you know, I'd watch at least 30 seconds to 30 minutes of it.
Yeah.
I've got things to do. A
couple of hot bodies going in.
I would watch that shit.
What would the porn be called?
This is the Johnny and Kelly one?
Yeah, or Slater and... No.
Dakota goes south?
South Dakota.
Great faces, great places.
So yeah, they... Screech is crippled.
It'd be called Kelly Kaplowed. So Johnny starts making out with Kelly... And then some guy's like, hey, Johnny, have this joint with me.
And you know what Peter Engel says?
What does Peter Engel say?
That's my driver!
Really? I missed that one.
His driver looks like he walked off the set of Miami Vice as one of, like, the drug-peddling bad guys.
Yeah.
This show is just built around making Peter Engel happy, and it achieves that, and it surprises him, and it doesn't surprise us. Well... It doesn't make us Well,
so the twist here is that Johnny Dakota and his friend smoke pot. So they offer it to Kelly, and she looks unsure of what to do.
We should also point out that, like, Screech, like, falls over the couch, and the couch kind of falls over. Uh-huh. Then in the process of him being carried out and then Kelly walking in, suddenly the couch just magically fixed itself. So I feel like his apartment might be haunted or something.
Oh, the real problem is having ghosts in your apartment.
Yeah.
When it goes to commercial break, Kelly is just frozen there, like, looking at the joint. It's like, whenever these guys see weed, they just freeze like a statue.
They really hate it.
Like, it's a bear, and they're trying not to let it see its motion.
Yeah.
I like how Johnny Dakota is confused that everybody doesn't smoke pot. he basically was a... He met Kelly during an anti-pot smoking campaign and made no illusions that he was just doing it to do it.
Why does he do it?
Yeah, like, why not wait? I feel like he should have felt Kelly out a little more.
Felt her up a little more. That's what you mean.
I heard it as I was saying it.
I know.
I know what you're saying. Like,
he
He should have tested the waters as far as whether or not Kelly was down to smoke pot before he's just like, hey, have this joint, girl I met on the set of an anti-drug commercial.
Well, there's jerks about it, though. The whole point is that they all pressure her. They're like, oh, looks like Kelly's just saying no. They're total dicks about it. So I think this is a good point to talk about. What is the meaning of the hypocrisy of Johnny Dakota? Like, what is the point of that?
Oh, I don't have an answer for you.
That, like, temptation can come in the most attractive packages.
Oh, that's some deep-ass shit right there.
It's like that people will do the opposite of what they say they'll do.
Just don't trust anyone but the Golden Six. I think that's, you know.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a weird twist. Like, it's an ironic, dramatic twist, but I don't know what it really adds to the episode.
Maybe it's trying to teach kids that even if somebody you know who you admire starts smoking pot, doesn't mean you should follow their lead.
I guess so. It just seems so weird, the, like, switcheroo that it's like, the no-smoking pot guy is a big pot smoker.
The switcheroo was talking to me, and he says, Ryan's weird.
Yeah. on a different show...
What does that mean?
It means you're the weird one. And that David's been cool this whole time.
Damn.
I think on a different show they would have done the storyline, but instead of it being like a big movie star who's there to film an anti-drug commercial, so there's that layer of irony, it would have just been like the cool kid at school turns out to be smoking pot, and then the main characters are like, oh, wow, we have to say no even when it's hard to say no because the cool kid. Except that on this show, everyone is, like, the main characters are the cool kids. There's no one above them to be tempted by, so they have to bring in movie star Johnny Dakota to make that point.
Interesting.
And the punks that they borrowed, because none of us would ever smoke weed. None of them would ever, ever, ever smoke weed because they're perfect. Did you guys ever see that animated PSA with, like, the Ninja Turtles and Garfield?
Oh, yeah, like that half-hour one?
Yeah.
I was always excited to see it because it had, like, all my favorite cartoons.
It's a crossover.
Disappointed.
Yeah, how did the Ninja Turtles, like, interact in a universe of Garfield? They don't.
I think they stab cigarettes.
they both enjoy Italian delicacies.
Yeah, they should go to the Italian buffet.
That's a really good point, Austin.
Was it just cigarettes, that one?
No, that was marijuana's.
Cigarettes and jazz cigarettes.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. They're all really anti. I think the idea is that if you won't smoke pot, then you just won't do any drugs. And so they're just going after pot because it's like the lowest rung on the ladder.
That's the gateway drug argument.
Even though, like, Hollywood, for real, the drug is cocaine. Everyone knows that Hollywood,
especially right around this time.
Well, the other thing,
the sort of meta-hypocrisy is, in real life, I bet some of these kids were smoking weed.
That was Dustin Diamond's assertion, wasn't it?
Yeah, and he said he definitely was smoking. He definitely, in his autobiography that I read, smoked some...
When are we going to review that?
I don't know, whenever you guys want to read it, I already read it. Do that shit.
Yeah, you wonder...
You said there's a lot of typewriting errors.
There's a lot of weird errors in that book.
Yeah, you wonder if maybe the writers put in this whole hypocrisy angle because they knew that some of these kids were smoking pot, thought it was ridiculous that the show was doing an anti-drug episode when they've got all these stars that are smoking weed.
Well, but if they needed a reason to write off Johnny Dakota, so, or else, you know, it'd be weird that he wasn't, like, a recurring character now that he's friends with.
Oh, yeah, that's what they worry about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're really concerned. So.
So we come back from commercial.
So Johnny comes back, and he's like, fuck this shit, let's get out of here, Kelly. And that's the other thing I don't believe, because it's like, I feel like what we know of Zach Morris tells us that if he came in and he saw that they had pot, he'd be like, do you know how much money we could get for this pot?
Pull out his 9mm and clear the room and steal the
pot. He'd be like, hey guys, there's a raffle and the winner gets all the pot. I'm the winner.
He would just be selling dime bags, like, right in the hallway, and then take all the money. Yeah, and then, like, Ollie would be like, this is good weed, man, or whatever.
Would he do the thing where he'd give free samples to start to get them hooked?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, totally. He'd be selling it to Herbert.
Well, Herbert's getting something somewhere.
I also love
Herbert Otis.
What is Herbert on? Cake.
No, that's
Quaaludes.
Not Milton. Milton's the other fat one. Alan. Alan Fairbanks.
Oh, see, they replaced Alan with Milton once, and it's been pretty hard for me.
Slice me in.
I love that shit.
I love it when Zach comes back in the room. He's like, guys, I'm back! And I wonder if that's how he enters every room. Wait, always.
Did he have a reason for coming back?
Well, because they were he was helping Slater down bring Screech down, but he was gonna stay with Kelly at the party. So then he's
I thought he was gonna leave too, but like forgot his condoms.
Guys, I'm back.
You guys, I need my Jimmy hats.
Zach doesn't use condoms.
So then Zach confronts Johnny in the hallway to break up. He's like,
I don't think you're cool anymore. I used to think you're really cool, and now I'm just not so sure.
He's like, Johnny, we gotta talk. And then Johnny's like, it's fine. Because he just tries to smoke away all his concerns, like, Johnny Cody.
I fucking knew you guys for like 2 days. I don't care if you're not my friend anymore.
Exactly. He's like, I'm not really very interested in you high school kids anyway.
You know, now that Kelly's out.
So wait, is the moral about show business phonies? Than it is about drugs?
That's what I feel like the possibly unintended side effect of the Johnny Dakota twist is that it changes the message from being don't do drugs to like don't trust Hollywood phonies.
Do you think that they made this whole episode because they were mad at Johnny Depp because he refused to be in this episode? So it's going to be Johnny Dakota. He's going to be the villain.
Maybe.
It's not impossible.
When Zach and Johnny are talking, Johnny Dakota tells Zach, his defense is like, what I do at my house is my business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which isn't a terrible point.
He's right.
But he's being a hypocrite. He's lying. None of the Golden Six would ever lie.
Except for all the times they do all the time. Lying.
Like, is this the first time Zach's known about Hollywood and what a play is, an endorsement and performance? Does he think that when he sees things on TV that they're all real?
I don't know, but I bet you they got pay or play contracts. They all got paid for the commercial. They got paid for both commercials they end up doing. These kids are smart.
I mean, I guess this is going to sound terrible, but like, is it so bad that Johnny Dakota smokes some pot in his house but then tells kids not to do drugs?
Well, it's kind of weird that he tells them specifically not to smoke pot. It would just be if he did anything and then went around telling people not. If he's like, don't eat ham sandwiches, and he's like, hey, you guys want some ham sandwiches?
Yeah, I guess that's sandwiches. True.
He'd just be like, hey, what the hell?
Do you think Mr. Belling smokes pot on the pot?
Yeah. He takes those big, long shits where he just rolls up a doob and has a good think.
No, I have some new fanfic.
Yeah. And some good ideas, too. So,
Zach's like, fuck you, Johnny Dakota. Don't do this commercial. And Johnny Dakota's like, fucking eat my ass. And then Zach is like, here's your jacket back.
Oh, it was quite the... He should have just sold it then, right?
I know, he could have sold it on eBay.
Do you think Zach slept with that jacket?
Yes.
Do you think he made love to it?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that when Zach went home, he took off the jacket, then took off all of his clothes, then put the jacket back on, then climbed into bed for the night.
And you didn't cry?
Rubbed one out into the jacket.
I was trying to keep things tasteful.
Yeah.
So, they go and six walk out on the commercial. They're like, fuck you, Johnny. And Bob's like, hey, what is going on here?
Blaze is just in the background watching it all happen. And seems to have zero opinions on the matter. Yeah.
She's like, I still want to do the commercial. I don't care about Johnny Dakota's private life.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to get paid for a commercial. I got to pay for my brother's wheelchair bills.
And then his wheelchair bills. They all walk out and Johnny's like, we don't need him. We'll just give all the lines to Kelly. Right, Kelly?
And then he did her.
And then, yeah.
And then banged her. So then, and then Callie's like, no. And then Johnny's like, fine, I don't need this aggravation, which I really liked. And then he's like, I'm out of here.
Do you think he went to film at a valley?
Yeah, he went to Central.
He got their Central casting. Central the
He's like, I hear they're good at tennis. Let's go check out Central.
So then they go to Belling's office, and then Golden Sticks catch Belling up, because he's like, what's happening?
This part is so bizarre. Like, this is as weird of an ending as we've had since the mall. This is bizarre.
No, this is the most pull-it-out-of-your-hat ending ever. So they're like... Yeah, Jesse's like, Bayside's integrity would have been compromised.
Yeah, wait, I don't understand how Bayside's integrity is at stake here.
I'm also not sure why the fuck that matters.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying, like, okay.
Bayside's got the highest integrity out of any California.
So what's going to happen? Like, they're going to film at Bayside, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Johnny Dakota may someday be discovered for his pot smoking. And then they're going to then look at every set he's ever been on for a PSA and go attack them for having Johnny Dakota and maybe knowing if he smoked pot.
Yeah, it's like anyone could even prove that they knew he was a pot smoker when they did it with him.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Integrity!
It's weird.
Their integrity is at stake.
But Belding's like, it's okay. I might still have an ace up my sleeve.
And then he's like, oh yeah, I'll just call Brandon Tartikoff chairman of NBC.
He's like, oh, this rich, powerful executive was my friend you never heard.
It never occurred to me. Throughout this whole process, I never once mentioned that or anything.
Yeah, Belding's got a man in at NBC, and it turns out that the Beldings have had they had their own love triangle. It was like The Notebook.
We learn the origin of Mr. Belding. In the next
pretty much,
minutes.
Yeah.
We got his whole background. Well, so he's like, I'm going to call Brandon Tartikoff. And then it just cuts to the end of the filming, and they finally have the boom mic on purpose.
They wrote a whole episode just to do that for you.
Yeah.
Well, technically the mall episode had that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's the second time.
Yeah, they pull back. They go behind the curtain. It's meta as shit.
Yeah. So.
Through the looking glass.
Yeah, we see the ending of the No Hope of Dope ad.
But then when they, go back through the ad, the ending's different.
It is. It's a completely different take with different staging. Because we see the fully edited video in about a minute and a half.
I know.
And it just has a different
Yeah, that's how long it took to edit.
Like, no commercial comes together that fast.
No, I mean, they really put the whole thing together, like, right there. Yeah, and mysteriously it was a different take there. It's really bizarre.
It's a haunted camera. It's goosebumps all over again.
Yeah, so they're like, they explain that Belding and this chairman are old pals, and they wanted to do what the other wanted, right?
And both of them took turns porking Mrs. Belding.
Yeah, they both wanted to fuck Becky Flugelman.
Yeah.
Who would become... Oh, yeah, and then I love it, because they're competing for the future Mrs. B, and then Brandon Tartikoff's like, Dick won her. He won that woman that competition.
Yeah.
That
you understand, Ryan, that women are objects to be... possessed, traded, and won by men.
To be won by executives or principals.
Sexist. And remember that women are often won by dick.
It's true.
Oh.
It's just the game.
Yeah. So yeah, and Becky Flugelman was the superintendent's daughter, and so Belding is a product of nepotism. We find out how he became a principal.
It really does explain a lot.
It does.
Did you realize that his father-in-law is the superintendent?
Yeah.
I wonder if he could get away with not being a principal.
Playing the fucking paddle game in his office.
And then fixing the toilets.
Yeah, he does do some light plumbing around the school.
Do you think the superintendent just views him as, like, his idiot son-in-law?
Yes.
Like, he gave him, like, the lamest school in their district just to keep his daughter happy?
He gave him the richest school.
No, he gave him the school with the students who police themselves.
Ah, there you go.
That's prophesized.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Like, why didn't his dad teach him how to principal good ever?
Because he didn't want to deal with them. He's just like, all right, Becky, you marry this fucking weird, balding piece of shit. I'll give him a school, and you guys just fucking, I'll see you once a year. We'll get together during a holiday. That's it.
But Mr. Belling said he wanted to be a famous actor. Is there any reason to believe he would have become one?
No.
No.
And it's not like Brandon Tartikoff was an actor, though, so I don't know why they're using that as...
He might have been. I don't know.
Well, IMDb. You can't even
Brandon Tartikoff was never an actor. I'll tell you that from what I saw
Oh, my God. So, like, I didn't even look it up, but is this man the real king of NBC?
Yeah.
He was. Yeah, he was at the time of this episode.
It was so weird to see, like, the NBC family, and they're all holding hands, and they're like, this is the king of NBC, and we love him. And then they kiss him on the cheek.
Yeah.
Everybody in a line.
Yeah, he wanted
on
to
on the commentary, they were kind of gushing over him, too.
Well, he's dead.
Oh.
I know.
So that makes us real dicks for saying bad
well,
stuff.
Well, he had a good run.
Yeah.
At least we knew he wasn't a football player.
Wait, how
yeah.
do you know he had a good
so,
run, Carol?
He gotta be a corporate executive. You don't think he was swimming in trim and champagne?
So there's a famous quarterback that's football. That's the one with the horse not in the pool.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a famous quarterback, and he played for the Minnesota Vikings for a number of years in the 70s. And his name is Fran Tarkington.
Uh-huh.
That's nice.
And when I was a kid, I heard Brandon Tartikoff and Fran Tarkington, and for a while thought they might be the same person. And that, like, Fran Tarkington retired from football and then got into media and ended up the chairman of NBC.
Hmm.
As previously established, I was a pretty stupid kid.
Do we not know that's not the case?
That's true. Maybe he changed his name.
None of us are willing to put the effort into proving that that's not true right now.
Exactly.
So you can own it as a fact if you want.
What an amazing life he's led. I can't wait for the biography on him.
I know. So, and then they make the really obvious meta joke where he's like, oh, what if there's a school about all you dumb fucks? And he's like, oh, that'll never work. Forget it.
Those
oh.
were his exact words.
Yeah.
And he, like, looks at the camera for, like,
yeah, he,
4 or 5 seconds.
He all but winks.
He's like, eh?
Is he Tim the Toolman Taylor?
Yeah. So then the commercial's fully edited immediately. So, I don't know if I want to talk about this before or after. I don't want to forget about it, though. Because I feel forgetful right now for some reason. But, what is... Really, what do you think the effects of these corny PSAs were? Like, I feel, I honestly am going to say this, it's truth. I feel like it is, I did smoke pot when I was in high school age, and I feel like that is more of a thing that happened because of things like this episode. Like, I feel yeah. like this made me, influenced my thought that, like, smoking weed was fine.
Oh, see, now I'd say the exact opposite.
Really? This made you
yeah.
not smoke weed?
TV told me drugs were bad, so I didn't do drugs.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, for me it's like the chicken and the egg thing where I was just such a square.
Uh-huh.
That I kind of remember agreeing with these episodes and trying to pretend like they were powerful or something.
Yeah.
You guys are fucking squares.
No, it's totally square. My, you know, authority figure said something was bad, it was probably bad, and I wouldn't do it.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I was a pretty lame kid.
What about when G.I. Joe told you what half the battle was?
Knowing? No,
what about when G.I. Joe told you to help computer?
What?
You guys don't know that one? The funny PSAs they did?
Uh-uh.
Hey, kid!
Oh, the G.I. Joe ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Help
oh,
computer!
No, yeah.
No, I would say that what struck me watching this episode now as an adult, I remember as a kid, it was like, oh, yeah, drugs are bad. Don't do drugs. That's the message.
Yeah.
Watching it now, I'm way more disturbed by the way Johnny Dakota interacts with Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And how I'm just like, drugs, whatever, pot, it's no big deal. Chill the fuck out. But someone do something about this adult that's sexually harassing this teen girl.
So this should be the anti-statutory rape episode of Saved by the Bell?
Oh,
that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah. They kind of owe it now to have at least one anti-statutory rape episode.
Yeah, it's kind of their responsibility.
One, what's disturbing about it is that no one thought second, you know, no one gave it a second thought back then. Like, oh, it's just, here's a movie star and he's going to hit on this high school student and that's just the thing that happens and we don't even need to comment on it. I find that more disturbing than anything else.
Yeah. It's fucked up, man. It's not right. So I maintain. Did you say, Carol?
Oh yeah, I liked. I totally didn't believe like TV shows by the time I was like 10,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe I believed them my whole life before then. And so I didn't just want to. I didn't have the drugs friends a lot when I was in high school.
Mm.
Like I didn't until the very end. So like, I didn't do. I think I was a little too uptight to do drugs during high school, but the TV like. I knew it was all bullshit, and I was pretty interested in doing anything that, like, Alf told me not to.
I would actually also say that if I didn't like getting high as a young man, I would probably not have this relationship with Saved by the Bell.
It is kind of like a beautiful, like, high thing, because, like, yeah. it's just pretty shapes and colors.
When I was, and bad jokes.
Yeah.
And everything looks like shit. And it's absurd. It's ridiculous. No, I got it. Most of my Saved by the Bell watching was when I was high in college.
Yeah, and I should probably also reemphasize that all of my Square TV-inspired Just Say No attitude has never really been put into practice.
Like, you've never preached to other people?
No, meaning, like I said, like, in high school, it wasn't that everyone was like, hey, do drugs, and I'm like, no, TV says drugs are bad! Like, yeah. The situation just never presented itself. Huh. It wasn't even like I wasn't even given the opportunity to just say no.
No one gives boys drugs.
Yeah, not so much. Well, also, generally, I feel like if people offer you drugs and you don't want them, there's not much more to it most of the time.
Yeah.
I don't think, because people generally, like, I fucking paid for these drugs. I remember it being more like, oh, you want some of these drugs? What you got? Like,
tip for tat.
Yeah, so.
Ask cash or grass.
Mm-hmm. No one rides for free. Yeah. So, the script of the Don't Do Drugs ad, I'll read for you. This is like a writer's room just went too far. It's
dumb,
stupid,
crazy,
shitty,
dangerous,
stinks.
And that's each of the Golden Six gets to say one of these. When Slater, the second one, says stupid, he's like real mad. He like points right at you and he's like, stupid.
And his mullet just starts like wafting in the wind. Yeah, it's like a glorious mane.
Jerry Curl juice gets on the lens.
He's like emasculating everybody. And yeah. We love it. We're all just groveling.
I really feel like he's calling me stupid at that moment.
He's got his football jersey on for like maximum masculinity.
Yeah, it made me want to do drugs because my emotions are so hard.
Take that, Slater.
Yeah. So,
but maybe we are wasting our time, and he's right, though.
So yeah, and then there's a shot that's different than the shot we just saw. That's the same script that Peter Engel or Tom fucking whatever.
What's Brandon his name? Tartikoff.
Brandon Tartikoff.
I like how even in like the scripted
Dem.
Part of the Saved by the Bell universe, Screech still has to be shoved into a locker.
Yeah, that's like how, like, even in the PSA screeches to me.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's his thing. That's just who he is.
Yeah.
But it's also like, you'll get shoved in a locker for being a fucking nerd if you talk to people about why they shouldn't do drugs. So,
do you think he just puts himself in the locker because it helps his Bell's palsy? Like, he's trying to get his own pressure points or straighten something?
Yeah. So they pretty much, and then they're like, there's no hope but dope. And that's the fucking end. That's it.
That's it.
That is it. Whew.
That's it.
What a journey.
He laughed. We cried.
Yeah.
We had technical difficulties.
We did have some technical difficulties at the beginning of this episode.
And other things may or may not have happened.
There's been some occurrences.
There's a full moon.
There was a full moon. We're howling at the moon. How you doing, David?
David ate Doritos.
Hey, yeah. David. Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
What did you learn this episode?
I learned that there's keep my soap on a rope. Dopes have no hope.
Carol, what did you learn?
I learned that it isn't cool to do drugs with celebrities.
How come?
I thought it was cool, but it turns out it's not, and you should just go home.
You just go home?
Yeah.
Just go to bed?
Yeah. Get some milk. Get some cookies.
Get in your jams. Read a John Grisham novel. Austin, what did you learn?
I learned that drugs are bad, but statutory rape is okay.
It's totally fine.
Not to be That's A-okay.
Cool. And I learned that drugs are cool. I learned that telling me not to do drugs makes me think that you are lame, and it makes me want
but
to do drugs.
Wouldn't you want to do what Kelly asked you to?
That's the only thing, is that if you had to never do drugs in order to fuck Kelly, I think that I would go along with that.
Well, you would, like, wait an hour until she left to do drugs.
Yeah.
No, but she would know. Like, that'd be, that the deal would be off then.
She would just know.
How would she know?
She would just know, man.
That's part of the magical contract of the scenario we're envisioning.
Yeah, okay.
You like really have to not do drugs.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Ryan's
done.
If I got to fuck Kelly.
Could you write a sonnet to fucking Kelly?
If I could fuck Kelly, here's what I'd do. Would you crawl across broken glass?
Yes.
Would you let her dad kick you in the ass as hard as he wants every day, once a day, for as long as you're with her?
How
long are we going to play this game? Because I can tell you what the answer is.
You have to get like on your hands and knees. And he just kicks you right in the ass.
Like one kick or like more than one
just
kick?
He gets one a day. But he gets to do it every day.
How mad is he?
It's different. Sometimes he's really mad. Like if he really decided he wanted to fuck you up, he could just kick you really hard in the same spot every day for like a week.
Like right in the butthole.
Yeah, you would be fucked up.
But then there's some days just to like mess with your head where he just lightly taps you.
Yeah, or some days he's just not that into it. He just gives you a little kick.
This
you know?
Is the new 50 Shades novel. Yeah. You guys are going to make some weird money.
There was this baseball player in the 70s.
No, would you do that to fuck Kelly?
No, can I finish this story for a moment?
Ryan, you already know my answer.
Would you have this? Well, and so this guy would pay this pitcher to go up to his hotel room and throw oranges at his butt.
What?
What?
He just liked
it. He wanted oranges to throw in at his butt.
Baseball is freakier.
And he said, and the pitcher was like, I never left
it. Carol?
He said, every time he'd break the skin with the orange.
Whoa.
Whoa, man. What are you talking about?
But the guy was into it.
I don't know.
What pitcher was that?
I forget at this point.
David,
it's
what
been
the fuck?
Fall for.
Nolan Ryan. Is it Nolan Ryan?
Daryl Strawberry.
Strawberry. Talk about cocaine.
Did he do a lot of cocaine?
Oh shit. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Big time.
So, Carol, where can we find you on the internet?
You can find me hanging out on Twitter at handle at a Carolyn Main. That's MAIN like the street. I'm also carolynmain.tumblr or burn it down, and you can find me there. I also have a Facebook art page. That is also Carolyn Main. That's MAIN like the street.
Austin, where can we find you on the internet?
You can find me being a super fucking square on Twitter at Austin Gordon. And you can read my writing at therealgentlemanofleisure.com and soundonsite.org.
David.
Yep. You can find me on Twitter at Dr. Bits. That's a doctor spelled out, but I can't get you medical marijuana. Unfortunately. And I can be found on, what, therealgentlemanofleisure.com, if I ever decide to write.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Ryan, where are you online?
Oh, yeah, you can find me at ohyesverynice.com, O-H-Y-E-S. That's where my drawings and stuff are. That's also my Twitter handle. That's enough. That's my stuff on the internet you can look at. I have Instagram. I think I might have an Instagram follower or two from this show.
Oh, what?
Sometimes you get people you don't know who they are. So.
Do you take pictures of yourself watching Saved by the Bell?
No, but I did one time make a little video of a piece of the Peter Engel commentary. Because I liked it so much. A dork omelet. Well, cool. That does it for this week's episode of Saved by the Bell. Thanks for listening, listeners. We appreciate every one of you. Oh, yeah, so if you want to talk with us, you can email us at sbtbreviewed@gmail.com. We got a really nice letter this week.
Oh, yeah.
We'll read it in the final episode about a fine fellow who's been reading or listening to our show during car rides, and he's having a hard time, and he said some nice stuff to us, and we'll talk about it more in the season ending. If you want to stream our show, you can do it at sbtbreviewed.com. You could stream it. You could also download it on iTunes or Stitcher. That would be great. And if you would rate and review us on there, we'd really appreciate it. It would mean so much to us. You can follow us on Twitter at sbtb_reviewed, where we do some really great activity. You can also follow us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. That's a good one. That's a good way to stay updated. And we've got a little bit of chatting going on there. I like it. And that's about it, you guys. That's all we have to offer you, really. If that's not enough...
What could you want?
If that's not enough, then I don't know what to tell you. Because I give a lot.
Try doing some drugs or something.
Yeah, you guys are driving me to do drugs.
You should probably do drugs when you listen to this episode. Or get really, really, really high on life.
I'm glad you're telling them that at the end of the episode, too. That's going to be very useful.
I feel like I said it before once, and then a ghost ate my words.
Everybody do drugs. This weekend, next week, do a lot of drugs. Lord of mercy.
Why do I watch the show when we did the 90s go? Base it highs, run my Zach, let's chill out at the max. Giving building panic attacks and eating all my snacks as I lay awake at night, am I wasting my life?
I don't know if we can do this.
David's kind of freaking out, man.
I don't think we can really do a coherent podcast.
Yeah, it's never stopped us before.